Everybody, so nice to see so many Shunabit guys here for Shunabit Friday Seder. There's a lot going on in this week's parsha. I'd like to focus on one main nekuda, and that is to keep trying, to keep pushing, to fight the war, eventually you'll win the war, but to keep on pushing. We have the third mitzvah in the Torah in this week's parsha. The first mitzvah is Peruvu, the second mitzvah is the Mila, and the third mitzvah is Gid Hanosha. It says the pasuk, Al Kain Lo Yochu B'nei Yisrael, it's Gid Hanosha, Asher Al Kaf Yerech, Ara Yom Hazeh, Ki Noga B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov B'Gid Hanosha. So B'nei Yisrael can't get the Gid Hanosha. Now the shaila is, wouldn't it be a mitzvah, shouldn't there be a mitzvah to, if we have to remember the war between Malach and, Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, why would it be that the one thing to remember the war from is the part that he was unsuccessful with? The Gid Hanosha, right? The Gid Hanosha is the one part of the war with the Sar Shel Esav that he was not successful. And Rami Yehuda Biderman quotes him before, and before some answer, that this teaches us that it's okay to lose the battle. You're going to lose some battles. You're not going to win every single battle. But the Milo of Yaakovino, that even though he lost that battle on the Gid Hanosha, but you can't give up. You're gonna win. If you continue pushing, you continue fighting, you're going to win. And you can ask the other question. The other question is, Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. Why Kisarisa? Because you fought. Well, Batuchal, and you won. So wouldn't it be logical, if we're so happy that Yaakov won this war with the Sar Shel Esav, shouldn't we have called him Batuchal? So Rabbi Eger's son, answers no. That we're not focusing on the winning. That's not the focus. Because winning, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The end result is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do our Ishtadlus. We have to fight. And the Maila was Kisarisa, because Yaakov fought. Life is a battle. Life is a Melchama. And you see from these two Nekudos, it's so significant. The reason, we only remember the Gid Hanosha part. We only remember the loss. The loss was reality. That's going to happen. A person's going to lose, but ultimately you're going to win the war. And the idea, Kisarisa, the idea that Yaakov Avinu continued fighting, that was why he was called Yisrael, and not perhaps Vatucha. And he also brings down, how do you know if a Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah? You find the Sefer Torah, and you're not sure if it was written properly. There are many, many stories. Actually, I was personally involved in a story many years ago that Sefer Torah, they found tons and tons of mistakes. And it was thrown to a few sofrim, and they said, no, this was written by somebody who's not reliable. So it did happen in Europe, in a town that, if I tell you the name of the town, you would say, oh, wow, that town sounds... Anyway, but, how could it be that they had, sofrim who weren't Yerush Shemaim? So they asked the Chasam Sofer, how do you know? How do you know if the Sefer Torah was written properly? So he said a very fascinating thing. He said, go to the end of the Sefer Torah, the last few psukim, and if you see the last few psukim are not so clear, so then you know that it's kosher Sefer Torah. Why? Because any Sefer Torah that was written properly and that was dedicated properly had hachnasa Sefer Torah. At the end of the Sefer Torah, what do? They make a hachnasa Sefer Torah, and they ask everybody and anybody, connected to the person who is donating the Sefer Torah, to write a letter in the Sefer Torah. So if at the end of the Sefer Torah the letters are not so perfect, so you know that there was a hachnasa Sefer Torah, and it must have been kosher, because nobody summons a estimate writing Sefer Torah and doesn't do a Sefer Torah. But if you see the letters at the end are perfect, so you know there was somebody who wrote the whole thing and then sold it. Stop. So what do you see from here? This is what he brings out. You see that we think is the lack of beauty, the struggle, the lack of clarity, lack of precision at the end of the Sefer Torah, you would think that that's a problem. We see from here, no, it's not necessarily a problem. It shows that, on the contrary, it shows it's kosher. When there are obviously, that's just a side, it's a muscle, right? The point is that even though something looks difficult, not so perfect, that's the Milah. They said it right from the Sima Shas. The Rav Fran said the enemy of perfection is the enemy of good is perfection, right? If you're too much of a perfectionist, and that's what you say in terms of people learning Daf Yomi, right? The enemy of good is perfection. I mean, if everything has to be perfect, and you can't go through any struggles. You know, if you go through a certain struggle, and then you're miyayish, you give up hope. So then you're not going to be successful. Actually, my son told me last week, he went to Avad from Rav Chaim Volkin, and actually, maybe he told me over the Yisod, and then his son, I spoke to his son, he told me over the different, he was Mamshech, that the theme of his shmooze last week was no pain, no gain. So I think when I spoke to his son last week, he told me, yeah, because everybody thinks, oh, you know, you're in yeshiva, you're learning, everything's supposed to go perfect. Your chavrus is supposed to be perfect. Your ashir is supposed to be perfect. Your ability to concentrate is supposed to be perfect. It's just supposed to like be easy and flow. And no, that's not how it goes. That's not how life goes. No pain, no gain. That was the theme of the shmooze. And this is that's a muscle with the Sefer Torah. And the idea of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, his whole name was Yaakov, that he was grabbing onto the heel of Esav, trying to get out. This idea of fighting with the Malach, with the Gidon Osh, and the idea that the only thing we can do is to fight, ki sarisa. We can't necessarily be Vatucha. We have to be the sarisa. People, he was quoted here as well, people said echocardiogram, right? Echocardiogram, what do you want an echocardiogram to look like? You want it to go up and down, up and down. That shows life. That shows life. They say over from one of the Rebbes that somebody came to him, he speaks like his life is so challenged, so difficult. He said, Baruch Hashem, you know why? Because if you don't have any challenges, then you're dead. The whole idea, the person was created to toil. The person was created to work. You're supposed to grow. And if you don't have challenges, you're not going to grow. The Zohar tells us that on Yom Kippur, there's a Shaila. Is Klai Yisrael going to be given a good judgment a year, good or not? And what's the proof? And the nations of the world say we don't deserve it. So what do? We take the Arba meaning on Sukkot, and we show that these are our weapons. So the Zohar says, who carries weapons? Right? The one who won the war. The one who won the war, he's the one who's holding the weapons. But the unfortunate man says, I don't understand. Why do you still have to hold the weapons? If the war is over, if we won the war, why do I just keep on holding the weapons, the Luv and Esro? The answer is, the only time we're still the winner is if we're still fighting. Meaning, not only is the Arba Minim the symbol that we won the war, without it, we're not winning the war. You always have to be fighting. I don't know if I assume I said this over. Right? In the Dovar Hashem Ori V'Yishu, we say, if a war comes to you, in that I do take trust. I can find my guarantee in the fact that in the Melchama, it doesn't make any sense. How do you feel be talking when you have a war? And the marshal that I heard once, if a person's walking into the forest, and he's walking with a bag of twigs, right? So he's not covering it well, and the thugs don't disturb him. But he walks into the forest with a bag of diamonds, so he's very careful, and people see that, and they start up with him. So too by us. If there's a milchama, that means we're doing something right. If the Yetzer Hara feels the need to start up with us, that means we're doing something right. If there is a milchama in our lives, that means that we're doing something, we are on the right track. And here we are, less than a week before Hanukkah. And everybody sings the song, Al Anisim, on the miracles, Al Purkan, on the salvation, on the redemption, on the mightiness that Hashem helped us be mighty against the Yevonim, on the salvation, Al Milchamos, and on the wars. Everybody asks, on the wars. I understand the miracles and the redemption and the might that Hashem gave us and the salvation, but what are we thanking Hashem for the wars? The answer is through the wars. That's how we become great. Without the war, without the milchamos, that's not. We can't grow. We can't develop. Oh, quote some other beautiful ideas. I'll tell you a mashal. The Panovich Rav gave a beautiful mashal. Right, there was a wealthy man who was watching soldiers doing an exercise, practicing for battle. It's a beautiful mashal. I never saw this before. I was very inspired by this mashal. And he saw that in an obstacle course, the soldiers are, you know, jumping through ditches and crawling through ditches and pits, barbed wire, and they have to swing over a pond. And the wealthy man turns to the commander and says, listen, I understand this is like a very messed up obstacle course over here. I'm going to pay money to go ahead and to smooth out all the areas. I'll smooth out the ditches. I'll smooth out the pits. I'll build a bridge over the swamp so they don't have to trek through the swamp. And the commander said, you fool. if it's too smooth and too easy, they're not going to be able to go into battle. What an unbelievable mashal. And this is obviously, the nimshal is obvious. The only way to grow, the only way to get better is to go through challenges. That's the reason. That's how you can't get anywhere without going through challenges. I always like to say over, I'm sure I said it before, right? If you had the varsity basketball team playing the second grade basketball team, so very nice. You'd win every game 100-0 and you'd win the championship every year and everything would be fine. Yeah, but A, you wouldn't enjoy it, number one, and B, you would never get any better. Right, you'd much rather, you know, have a tough, you know, go 8-8 or whatever it is, and go through challenges and then win, or even if you don't win, get better, better. You'll be better next year. This is what life is. Life's about going through challenges and growing from the challenges. Oh, this is a beautiful Gemara in Kedushin. Tells of Avraham Chasida, right? The famous story of Avraham Chasida, where right, he saw the shadows of girls in the attic. Right, and he moved a ladder which would take multiple people to move, and he moved it, and he called himself out, and he says, right, Nur by Amram, there's a fire in the house of Amram, right, in order to embarrass himself to make sure that he wouldn't sin. So Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Chazi d'at Nura v'ana bishra v'ana adif naminach, right, he said to the Yetzer, you are fire and I am flesh and I am greater than you. What does it mean I'm greater than you? So they say over. So this is what I guess it's Ramalach talking. What does it mean, I'm greater than you? He's not saying to Yitzhar, I'm greater than you. He says, I reached my level, minach, because of you. The only reason why he reached the level of Ram Chassidah was because of the Yitzhar. Right? Perhaps he wouldn't have been called Ram Chassidah if he wouldn't have been tested by the Yitzhar and overcome the Yitzhar. Oh, another beautiful mashal. Right, a guy, it says here, I guess it's a true story, somebody, the doctor told him that he has to walk to Yeshiva instead of drive. And it would be like a half hour walk each way, and that's his exercise. So, somebody would come over and stop and offer him a ride in the car, right? But it's very nice. That's the easiest street. That's the easy way out. But he's not going to get healthier. The doctor said he's got to walk there and back to yeshiva. So that's the nimshal. We have to go through the challenges. We have to work hard. We won't get anywhere without it. So, just putting it into practice. That's the key. We have to have this in our forefront. For the forefront of our minds. Here you are. You are all budding Bnei Torah, budding Talmidei Chachamim, and the early steps are, you know, the baby steps need to be baby steps, but they take a long time. But a person has to know, never give up. Right? The Gemara in Bamatzia tells us, Yush Shalom Yidas. Right? The question is, when you give up hope on a lost object, is that what's conscious or not conscious? But everybody, they say over Lashon Drush, Yush Shalom Yidas, meaning to give up hope, that's not with any knowledge, any intellect. Meaning you never give up, no matter what. And here you are, you say, oh, you go to Chazer. Now some people, when you go to Chazer, it's invigorating, like wow. But some people can have Chalisha Sadas. You Chazer, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know this. Okay, no problem. Go over it and over it and over and over again. Over it many times. Right? There's no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts in life. And that's and in learning it's certainly true. And when you think about it, you know, remembering your learning and knowing your learning, well, a lot of it has to do with sometimes, you know, the key is to learn it well the first time, of course, and learn it clearly. But even if you learn it well the first time, you won't necessarily remember it unless you chazer it and chazer it and chazer it. And it's so true. And I hope that the point of the Caleb Challenge, first of all, is to allow you to get excited about learning many, many hours, but also, and perhaps more importantly, to know the learning. Right, we know that. Right, we said in the Gemara in Erevin, Nun Beis, I usually say on the first day of the Zman, Emasai Divrei Torah Ne'imim. When is Torah pleasant? When is Torah enjoyable? So many people struggle; they don't want to enjoy their learning. Yeah, what am I doing here? I don't enjoy learning. Well, the Gemara in Erevin says one simple, straightforward recipe: Emasai Divrei Torah Ne'imim. When is Divrei Torah sweet? Bizman Sheshkurim Evitnecha. When it's fastened in your belly. When you're fastened in your belly, which means that it has to be totally clear, totally understood inside of you. And then you'll enjoy it. There's no way a person can say, Rabbi, I don't enjoy learning. Well, guess what? Try the recipe. The recipe is, take a daf, take two daf, put it in shkur mevitnecha, and then ask yourself, is it sweet or not sweet? Now, I think that, even in the Caleb Challenge, I feel like even in the Rashbams that we're learning in the Arabic Pesachim, a person has to go ahead. It's better to learn a few blot clear and do those. I didn't say you can't do multiple tens or all that kind of stuff. It's fine. But it's more important to chazer five, let's say even three blot, and know the mamish cold every Rashbam, or whatever, every line of the Gemara, and do that, and to learn, you know, 20 separate blot, you know, one or two times and know them half and half. Okay, again, within the rules of whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that that's when it'll be enjoyable. It's a struggle. To go every nuance in the Gemara, every nuance in Rashi. It's a challenge. But that's what we're here for. The only way to grow is through challenges. There's no. That's a beautiful. The marshal that really sticks out. It's marshal. You see these guys training. They put them through the ringer. They push them very, very hard in training. Why? What's the point? Actually, Rochelle Maidman said it last week, right? How did they get to the big games in football? Well, they just relaxed. They just chilled out by the beach, with, you know, pina coladas, and then they went to the Super Bowl or whatever. And then they won. No. Massive, intense training. Oh, what's his name? Right, the guy on the bus talking about, you know, going through baseball in the early years. It was him, right? He said, I think it was him who was talking about the guy on the bus. He was saying that we have to just imagine what it means. Right, where he's talking about what it means to make it to the big league. I think it was him who was talking about what it means to take it to the big leagues. We don't understand the amount of focus that the person has to achieve to get to the majors. Okay, lahavil elf alfei avdos, to enjoy your learning, to grow as mentora, it takes time and effort. There's no, right? I remember one of the Rebbeim in the Mir used to always say that, you know, everybody wants to be a gadol overnight and they want to sleep in the same night. It doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. And Yaakov, our forefather Yaakov, is the prime example. Here he is. And this is why we have the third mitzvah of the Torah, the Gid HaNoshe. Till now, Gid HaNoshe. What's the Gid HaNoshe? To tell us that what's the key to life? What's the key to our heritage? What's the key to being a Ben Yaakov, a Ben Yisrael? What's the key, number one? That we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to be challenged. And number two, all we have to do is be Yisrael. We have to stand in the battle. His name's not Batuchal. His name is not, he won. That's not the point. The idea is we have to be the Sarisa. We have to decide with the Sarah Shalaisa of where? In the base medrash. To get up for davening. To be nice to our chaverim and our roommates. And Mishchus that, Mitzvah, and also going into Hanukkah, the idea of Alam Milchomos, life is a fight. And again, it's not the kind of fight that you always be like, oh, I'm fighting too hard. It's too hard for me. No, as you go through life and you overcome each battle, okay, there's another battle. But each time, right? We know if there's a Shem B'Simcha, you don't have to worry about it. Oh, I'm working too hard. Don't worry about it. When it comes to Ruchnias, you push hard. You push hard. You push hard. And you also have Nuchas Nefesh. You be zilchot this tremendous siyat and this. Have a great Shabbos.